Good afternoon, welcome along, and thank you for listening. If you've just joined us, a particularly good welcome. And stay around to 3 o'clock if you can. Now, I'm Bob, you're amongst friends. This is Feel Good Wednesday for a Feel Better Wednesday. Now, coming up, well, we've got lots of good music, but we're also talking about volunteering. And we have Christine Davis in the studio with me right now. She's the Associate Director for Chaplaincy, Bereavement, Compassionate Communities and Voluntary Services. And the key thing about today's conversation is about ahead of next week, which is Volunteers Week, both internationally in this country and particularly in this hospital. Good afternoon, Christine. Thank you for coming on the show.
Afternoon, Bob. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to see you again. Now, tell me, what is volunteering here in this hospital? What does it look like?
So it looks massive. We have, if you think about, we've got University Hospital Coventry and we've also got the Hospital of St. Cross. So across the two hospitals, we've got around 700 volunteers.
700? Did you hear that? 700 volunteers. So how many are in any one day?
Oh, gosh, now you're asking me a question. I would say in a typical day, it could be anything around the 60 mark. What I can tell you is that those volunteers give just over 80,000 hours a year.
My word, that's
huge.
Incredible. Wow, I can't believe the number. Right, what are they doing?
So they're at the heart of the hospital. You'll find volunteers all over the hospital. Naturally, Coventry Hospital Radio is run by volunteers, so we have
lovely
presenters.
Put my shorts on especially.
Request collectors as well for the radio, and we have a fantastic committee as well that helped to run the station. Aside from that, around the hospital, we've got volunteers at the main entrance that people will see as they come here at Coventry and over at St. Cross at various areas of the entrances at Rugby. And they help with wayfinding, chaperoning people around. If people have accessibility issues, then they will help transport them around the hospital in wheelchairs as well. We have volunteers out on the wards in clinical areas, feeding patients, providing support on the wards, taking patient surveys, so asking patients their feedback on what it's like to be a patient here in the hospital and the level of care that they've received. We have chaplaincy volunteers as well, who offer pastoral and spiritual care. Support to patients as well, spend time sitting with them. We have befriending roles, keep active volunteers as well. So that's a fairly new role on Ward 20 and Ward 40 here that is helping patients to get up, get dressed and get moving. Drinks trolley, I think I've mentioned mealtime companions. We have volunteer drivers that bring some patients into hospital for appointments. We also have volunteers telephone patients ahead of their hospital appointments to help remind them that they've got an upcoming hospital appointment to make sure that they're still going to be attending that appointment, and so much more. The
Good.
List goes on, it's
Grief.
Huge.
So how do you keep track of this?
So we have a fantastic voluntary services team. So we have two coordinators, a manager in the service and also an administrator that helps to run the department and support the volunteers. They're there to recruit volunteers from the start of their recruitment process to ongoing support for volunteers. We've recently introduced a volunteer management system that helps us to stay in touch with our volunteers, to track their attendance, to assign their roles, help guide us through recruitment processes and everything as well.
It's a mammoth task, isn't it?
It is. It's huge.
So I'm just stunned by how the scale of it here, to actually keep control of it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's what, 40 of us in the hospital radio, and we're bad enough keeping track of each other.
And that's the thing. I think volunteers form really nice relationships with each other as well. So they build their own community within different roles and areas where they come together as well. And people come to volunteer for a variety of reasons as well. So they've helped to form a social connection and support each other as well. So it's not just ourselves from the voluntary services department that are supporting volunteers, but volunteers support each other.
Yeah.
And then naturally the departments that volunteers are placed in, staff all over the hospital are supporting our volunteers as well.
Yeah, yeah. I talk occasionally with Chief Exec Andy.
Yeah.
And he talks very favourably and well about the strength the volunteers bring to the service here.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. What sort of vacancies have you got at the moment if people want to volunteer hearing this? What can they apply for?
Many of the roles that I just said. So certainly we're looking for more volunteer drivers to help bring patients in for hospital appointments that meet a specific criteria to be able to come in for that.
Yep.
Meet and greet, mealtime companions, the keep active role that I mentioned before. So on the wards, hospital radio, we're looking for more volunteers to come
indeed.
Join us as well. Our main entrance meet and greet in the afternoons, phlebotomy, so in our outpatients department where our patients are coming in for blood tests, we're looking for volunteers to help meet and greet patients and help patients to check in there as well. We have response volunteers that are walking all over the hospital, collecting samples and taking them up to pathology to help fast track results through, the surveys, there's lots of vacancies.
So you've got these roles and people will therefore have them and the departments will know they're there. And when somebody doesn't turn up, what happens?
So we ask that volunteers communicate with us and let us know if they're unable to attend. Mm. And in the majority of cases, volunteers do that and we notify departments where they're not able to come in. Some areas we look for additional cover. So some roles, it could be that volunteers are paired up in two so that if one person doesn't turn up, then it still doesn't affect the service. So we have a fantastic tea bar in the Arden Centre here, which is our cancer centre here in the waiting area there. And we have a couple of volunteers that work down there each shift and they're helping to kind of cover that refreshments to patients.
Yeah, very good. And with Volunteers Week next week, and I said before, international UK doing it, what's it mean for the hospital?
So for the hospital, we have celebration events throughout the week. We've got our Loyal Service Awards, which is next Tuesday, to recognise the contribution that volunteers give back to the hospital. Our longest serving volunteer next week is 20 years this year.
Right.
But we recognise those at the award ceremony. And then after that award ceremony, we come together for a celebration of volunteers and a way to say thank you with a buffet and volunteers all coming together.
That's nice. And I have been before. I mean, it is very nice. It's, sometimes, with 40 of us, I don't see many from day to day, week to week, month to month, until I get to that event.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good.
It's nice to meet volunteers that are all in different roles as well and get to know the volunteers.
And there's a good atmosphere between the volunteers. I mentioned Roger being one. There's some other colleagues on the front desk greeting people, and if they're always chatting to each other, always saying good morning to me when I wander in. It's a great atmosphere. And where rugby is a small element compared to this, but which doesn't mean I'm making it any less important. I'm not. But if you compare the size, what is it to compare to the hospital here?
So they have the Friends of the Hospital of St. Cross and Rugby Hospital Radio volunteers over at Rugby.
Yep.
And they've got just over 200 volunteers. So still a very large volunteer recruitment force over there. And they provide a lot of financial support as well and fundraising elements as well.
Very good. So a lot of local support, Rugby and Coventry, which people are delighted to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been out on bucket collections getting money for the radio, particularly in places like Tesco or Morrison's. And some people talk about, I volunteer there. They talk about it and they're with somebody. They tell them what they're doing. And it really is a way of pushing it on. It's brilliant.
Yeah. We have community volunteers as well. So we run a lot of support out in the community through the work of Compassionate Communities.
Yeah.
So we have volunteers that help to support our staff to run bereavement support groups out in the community as well. Support patients with long-term health conditions, people that are socially isolated as well. So. Yeah, there's a lot of volunteers in the community as well as in the hospital that are giving back.
Very good. Very good indeed. I'm sorry, I was only looking around. There seemed to be a bit of a noise. I thought it was the wind coming in from the the window. Right, so final thing. In terms of where this goes to, how many people, you know, you need more people. You need to grow from your 700 to what?
I don't think we've ever really set ourselves a target of the number of volunteers that we need to increase to, mainly because we have quite a high turnover of volunteers in the sense that we have a lot of young people that come to volunteer to gain experience, that That's they good. Come for a set amount of time and then they move on to university.
Yeah.
So the number is constantly growing and I think it would be great if we could meet 1,000, but you know... at what point, I don't know
no
when
target.
That would
just
be, but
keep,
no target necessarily.
Just keep the show on the road.
Yeah.
Great stuff. Okay, well, that's brilliant. And a lot of activity next week with Volunteers Week. Will patients notice it going on in the ward, or like volunteers running around with funny hats on or anything like that?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No. We are hoping to light up the hospital.
Good.
At the front, at both here and over at Rugby as well, to help to celebrate the week. And the staff from the volunteers department will be trying to get out and speak to as many volunteers to personally thank them as well.
Good. Well, on Tuesday evening, well, from 4:30 to 8:30, we've got a fundraising for the radio station, actually in the reception area with the tombola.
Perfect.
So we'll be helping to reinforce Volunteers Week by that way as well.
Brilliant.
Busy day Tuesday for them. Great. Christine, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob.
It's brilliant. And look forward to seeing you again. And one thing I didn't ask her, and I need to now, is if someone wants to become a volunteer and they're listening now, what's the next best thing they can do?
Best thing they can do is contact the Voluntary Services Department. So they can do that by telephoning 024 76 965 146. That's 024 76 965 146, or they could go onto the UHCW NHS Trust website and look up the volunteers page and go from there.
Great. All right. I'll give a reminder about that as we go through the rest of the programme as well. Thank you again, Christine.
Thank you.